This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Windy today, not as windy as yesterday, and certainly, I guess, prettier, if you will, because it's going to be cooler and not as cloudy, not as humid. Highs of 64 today. Right now it's 55, but feels like 49 with the wind. Up to 61 tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Clouds move in Friday, more humidity too. Highs of 75, 74 on Saturday. Chance for showers then, but Sunday, as I understand it, the crew of Bark is going on. Well, we'll talk to Freddie in a second, see about that. And also maybe some truck parades. We'll see more as the weekend approaches. Highs of 65 with some clouds. Freddie King, former Shaw Eagle. Well, we're always Shaw Eagles, as am I. Joins us now, New Orleans City Council member, District C. How you doing, Freddie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I met your beautiful wife getting gas the other day. Did she tell you that?
She did. She said she instantly recognized the voice.
Well, and I was just making small talk, just being nice, you know, because I'm a lot older than she is. I wasn't trying anything inappropriate enough, but come to find out she turned out to be, and she's a lovely woman. And y'all got how many kids? 15?
Five,
yeah.
5 kids, yep.
And I blessed her saying good luck to you with that, because Lord only knows. What's the ages on the kids, Freddie? Because it's very young to...
Very young, very close together. The oldest is 9, and the youngest is 2. So we have 9, 7, 5, 3, and the youngest made 2 about 2 weeks ago.
Now I know why you ran for city council, just to get out of the house.
Look, city council is a cakewalk compared to the King household.
Yes, I would imagine so. Let's talk about Mardi Gras recap, because, you know, it seemed like we went from the tragedy of New Year's Day, and then, man, it was nonstop with the whether it was Super Bowl, a snowstorm, or Super Bowl, and then right into Mardi Gras. It's hard to believe it's March 5th already. French Quarter Festival, Jazz Fest, knocking on the door. Give me your thoughts about the quarter and so forth, Freddie.
So much has happened in such a short period of time. One of the first thing, NOPD, State Police, all of our law enforcement agencies, they did a yeoman's job of keeping us safe from New Year's up until now. A lot of folks don't just realize what goes on behind the scenes in keeping this city safe, because it's not just the French Quarter, the play, or the CBD, which is the highlighted part of the city, but you also have Algiers, you have the East, you have Uptown, you have Lakeview. So they've done a great job keeping us safe. I had the pleasure of riding in Ala and participating in NAMTOC, so I was able to see the parades from the... Sorry, say that again?
I said, did you? That's my old neighborhood, man.
Yeah,
Lauderdale,
yeah,
and
yeah.
General Meyer, that's where I grew up.
That's it. I grew up on LaBeouf Street. So being an observer and a participant, you're able to see just how much goes into it. I saw police officers engaging with people, taking pictures, hugging, giving instructions, giving directions. It seems as if, and maybe it's because we were kind of used to it by this point, it wasn't such a shock to the system. You saw the tanks or the armed officers, but they seem to do a better job of blending in and not standing out as much, but also doing a great job of keeping us safe. You mentioned the French Quarter Fest, Tommy. I don't think folks realize. Now, get this. The French Quarter Fest, when it comes to the city, it turns the French Quarter into the third largest city in the state of Louisiana for that weekend. So it's just so much that goes into it, the police presence that's needed, the coordination that's needed, and that's next month. So our law enforcement agents, city council, our elected officials get about a month to break from large events, and we're jumping right into festival season with the French Quarter Fest. It's going to bring in about a million people just to the French Quarter that weekend alone. So it's a lot happening. But this city is built for it. We are the best city to host large events, and I think this year is showing that.
When it comes to, and I was mentioning this earlier, a couple of different people, security concerns to me, Freddie, when you talk about people being jammed into one spot, having been to French Quarter Fest numerous times, French Quarter Fest to me seems more challenging than does Mardi Gras or Super Bowl or even New Year's Eve. Thoughts?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I think so, because you have, again, over, let's say, about 250,000 people every day in the footprint of the French Quarter. So I've talked to the executive director of the French Quarter Fest. We are all constantly in communication with the police chief on what's the next steps. Now, we won't have that federal Series 1 designation, so we're kind of going to have to just figure out with less, but done a great job so many years in the past. I think we've learned a lot from, not I think, I've know we learned a lot from January 1, our vulnerabilities, our soft spots, things we can do long-term that we've seen implemented for Super Bowl and for Mardi Gras. So I have all the faith and confidence in NOPD and our Sheriff's Department, the State Police Troop, NOLA Troop B, that this French Quarter Fest will be as safe as ever. We're going to have a great time.
As you well know, the French Quarter is a neighborhood because those are the people that voted you into office. And I was talking to Glade Bilby earlier, and he was talking about gridlock on the streets of the Quarter, especially when something like French Quarter Fest or something else happens. Is there a long-term solution to this, Freddie? Or I don't know if pedestrian only would ever work, or how do you define the Quarter, or what areas have you looked into that at all? And what are the people that elected you saying they want?
So let me. I know the mayor mentioned the possibility of pedestrianizing a pedestrian only Bourbon Street or parts of the Quarter. Like you just said, I don't know that's possible. You have trucks, delivery trucks, food, beverage, linen, 24/7 happening in the French Quarter. I did speak to several residents, several business owners, and even those who work in the French Quarter. You can't forget about those who work in the hospitality industry. The consensus what I receive is that 100% pedestrian is just not doable. But there has to be some hybrid, maybe certain hours of the day, certain days of the week where you cut off vehicles. But to say that the French Quarter on Bourbon Street would be 100% pedestrian only, I just don't know how realistic that is, because one thing I was told, I didn't really know, when you have linen delivery, clean linen can't be on the same trucks as dirty linen. So that's just, I didn't know.
I didn't
that's
either.
Just, you know, another wrinkle that you have to keep in mind when you say no trucks. So I think certain hours of the day, certain days of the week, but I did hear from members of VC Poor, Ms. Erin Holmes, kind of expressed the idea of 100% 100% pedestrian mall of Bourbon Street may not be the best route. So I think more conversation needs to be had. Anything decided, in my opinion, definitely has to come through the residents of the French Quarter, the workers of the French Quarter, and the property and business owners of the French Quarter, because they are the ones who make up the French Quarter.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. That you see that linen thing you just said, Freddie? That's why people that think there are simple solutions to complex problems, I'm going to use that as an example going forward, because you don't know until you get into it, right? Until you literally get into the dirty linen. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:57 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Councilmember Freddie King, who represents Algiers and the French Quarter. When it comes to security for the French Quarter Fest, Freddie, and Archer barriers, and somebody texted in, said they saw different things for the Super Bowl than they did yesterday. Didn't the NFL pay for some of the extra Archer barriers? Do I remember reading that, or did I make that up?
So the NFL took care of things around the CBD and around the Superdome. So there were multiple different security agencies happening when you had a Super Bowl come in. So yeah, NFL, you had Homeland Security, and you had our local law enforcement agencies all doing different parts throughout the city. But if I could, just want to mention one more thing. Yeah. You were talking about the Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Talking to the residents in the French Quarter, Mr. Nathan Chapman, who is as well known as a longtime French Quarter advocate and resident, he mentioned something that never really crossed my mind. This is what you give, you talk to the residents. He said, if you start to encourage more and more foot traffic in certain parts of the quarter, which is not necessarily a bad thing, do you have the additional police officers to now be in those areas where you may triple the amount of pedestrians in a certain area? So like you said before the break, these are complex issues, and there are no simple solutions. So just to say, hey, let's just do this, let's just do that without really thinking it through, I don't think that's the best route, and you may do more harm in the long run than you intended.
Unintended consequences, that's part of being a leader, and you got to always think at different angles. Thank you, Freddie King. Have a good Lent, I guess. I don't know if you're supposed to have a good Lent or not.
Ash Wednesday.
My friend, let me tell you something. With five kids in a house, you've given up enough. You don't have to give up anything else, all right? Just take care of the kids, and you've got absolution. You're good. Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. I can't even imagine. Ages 2 to 9, I think he said. Oh, my word in heaven. Can you imagine what that's like? Mike Dettelier joins us as we come back. WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk.